Obviously, over the last few weeks, I've received a number of questions about this. I know that my colleagues at the State Department and other national security agencies across the government have been asked about this. What's happening in the in Iraq and in Syria is deeply troubling. We do see this extremist organization targeting religious minorities. In their propaganda, they're featuring evidence of trying to wipe out these religious minorities. And the president has talked on a number of occasions about how this is deeply troubling and is an affront to every person of faith. That's why the president has ordered military action against ISIL in Iraq and in Syria. In some cases, there have been military actions that have been ordered specifically to protect religious minorities. So there certainly is the example of Mount Sinjar, which we've cited here frequently, that there were Yazidis who were trapped on that mountain. ISIL fighters had them cornered, and those ISIL fighters were vowing to slaughter them. There was also a less prominent example of this, but an important one nonetheless, that there were ISIL fighters that were carrying out a siege in the Iraqi town of Amirli, where there are an estimated 15,000 Turkmen Shia surrounded by ISIL fighters. And again, the United States took military action to break that siege. So the United States has, on the orders of the Commander-in-Chief, taken steps to try to protect religious minorities in that region of the world from being the victims of violence at the hands of ISIL. And it's not just true of Yazidis and Shia Muslims, it's also true of Christians. And Secretary Kerry announced today, and what I thought was a powerful speech, discussing how, you know, he now has assessed that ISIL is responsible for genocide in this region of the world, in areas under its control, particularly as it relates to Yazidi, Christian, and Shia populations. And this designation is significant. It reflects the gravity of the situation there, and it's one that continues to attract the attention not just of the United States, but it's also why the United States has been able to build a strong moral case against ISIL and build a substantial international coalition of 66 nations to degrade and ultimately destroy that terrorist organization.